Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm excited about having Grace Marie Turner back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Marie is an original member of our Brain Trust. Nobody on the planet knows more about healthcare public policy than she does. She travels all over the country and most of the world talking to policymakers about this issue. And thank God someone with this much intelligence, this much ability, and this much energy is on the right side of this issue. Thank God that Grace Marie Turner is a free market person. She believes the marketplace can solve these problems. And that's one of the reasons, besides the fact she's a really cool lady, that's one of the reasons why she's our good friend. Grace Marie, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always such a pleasure. Good morning.
It's good to have you here, and I just have to thank you again, Grace Marie, for all that you do for small businesses. I know that you work on large, the big picture healthcare policies, but everything that you do is very closely connected to and benefits small business owners, and we thank you for that.
Well, and it's because most of the things that policymakers do to foul up the healthcare system affect small businesses the most. And they're the engines of our economy. I mean, you have to ask yourself, what are they thinking?
Yes, exactly right. Grace Marie, I want to get to the competitive thing in just a minute, because I know you want to talk to us about some of the issues around competition in the marketplace. But before we do that, I want to get your thoughts on something that we've done recently. I met Governor Mike Inslee of Wyoming about a month and a half ago in Washington, D.C., and invited him to be on the show. And folks, if you remember, Senator Inslee is the guy who's the driving force behind small business health policies, small business health plans, formerly known as association health plans, but now they're called small business health plans. This is where small businesses can band together with their chambers or their industry trade groups or whatever organization they belong to, and buy and have a much greater buying power and get better policies, lower prices than they could have if they were on their own, which is what they do now primarily. And so he's been trying to get that passed. He came real close this year, and I invited him, Grace Marie, on the show to talk about that. The vote went against us in May, but Grace Marie, he says if he can get four more votes, he thinks he can make that happen this year. And I was excited to hear him say it, but I was.
Well, Senator Inslee is chairman, as we know, of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, which has jurisdiction in the Senate over this issue. And there has been nobody working harder than the chairman to make association health plans, small business health plans, a reality. He has been talking with constituent groups. He's been talking with his fellow senators. He's been talking with media. Obviously, being on your program, that's great. But he really wants to figure out how to craft a bill that can get 60 votes in the Senate. He's already got 56 votes, so he's already got a majority. But in the Senate, you have to have 60 votes to get something
to get it, the procedural vote, to get it out of committee onto the floor.
Well, this was a floor vote. He's already gotten it out of committee. This was a floor
it's
vote.
He's got to get votes
on the Senate.
Oh, it's still got. Okay, I guess I forgot about that. It still has to have 60. I thought on the floor.
Yeah,
I thought on the
61. But here, because of the particular way, they know that there are enough people in the Senate that would filibuster it, that there are people really, really strongly opposed to anything that involves the free market in the health sector. And so he has to get enough votes so that the 40 senators can't filibuster his bill, because they've already signaled they will. If you have 60 votes, you're basically filibuster-proof. And that's what he's got to do. He's got to get those other four votes from 56 up to 60 on the Senate floor. He thought he had it when they brought this to the floor for a vote in May. And was really surprised because several people obviously had told him they were going to vote for it and then didn't do it. But it's just, it is so incredibly frustrating because any legislation that will help those states that have put the highest number of mandates, the most onerous rules on the insurance market to make insurance prices go through the roof, are the ones who were most resisting the change that would help small business. It makes you absolutely crazy. But he is determined to get this through.
Well, and he said also, Grace Marie, that there were two or three amendments that got stuck on his bill that was a sticking point for a few of the members to vote against it. And those amendments have since been handled. They're not even part of his bill anymore. And he thinks it's a lot cleaner bill. And he thinks that's one of the reasons why he's got a chance to make it happen this year. We'll keep watching that. And I know you're going to keep trying to work on helping to make that happen. And we appreciate that. When we come back, Grace Marie's going to talk to us about her ideas on competition in healthcare in the marketplace. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And Grace Marie Turner is our guest and our good friend and the president of the Galen Institute, ladies and gentlemen. And Grace Marie, give us your website and tell us a little bit about the Galen Institute.
It's at Galen, G-A-L-E-N.org, and we are a think tank. We are a nonprofit that focuses on health policy issues. We come up with ideas and promote those ideas to, as you said, promote a more vibrant private market in the health sectors. Our health sector is 1/6 of the economy, $2 trillion, half of which are paid through government programs, and the other half, which are regulated by government. And we think that the what we really need to do is get this marketplace working in the health sector so that small businesses and individuals can go out and reshape the marketplace around affordable, good health insurance that they can afford and that they want to buy. And they don't have that option now.
Grace Marie, don't you think that if we could get a small business health plans passed, make it a law, and the combination of that and health savings accounts could do more to accomplish what you and I think ought to be happening in the marketplace than anything that's ever happened?
Absolutely. It is totally transformative, and it's a grassroots kind of solution. All it's doing is saying we're going to get government out of the way so that you can buy affordable health insurance, you don't, not a policy that some politician has designed for you, but one that you want to buy, that you can afford. And we're going to provide new vehicles for you to group together in new ways so that you can get the economies of scale. You can get the economies of group purchasing. And I am plus the tax advantages through health savings. There's some new ideas that Congress is also considering that I think would really superpower health savings accounts. But we're on the road. If we can keep this up, you know, we've got another 3, 4, 5 years of this momentum, I think that we could transform this health sector.
Well, and the thing is, Grace Marie, when you and I say things like, why would anybody be against this? Well, folks, let me tell you why I think they are, and they're against it, and anybody would be against these things. And Grace Marie, I'd like your opinion on these. What I think it is that folks, HSAs, health savings accounts, which I am a proud owner of one, and I encourage you to become one, the more people get HSAs and the more small business owners have access to small business health plans, that moves us much farther away from any opportunity to have a single-payer, universal, nationalized health care system like Ted Kennedy wants. And I believe if we actually do get small business health plans, we'll never discuss, within 12 months, nobody will ever discuss universal health care again. And people like him can't stand the idea of that happening. And that's what I think. What do you think, Grace Marie?
I think that's exactly right, Jim, and I think that that's really what going to be, probably not so much 2006, but the 2008 presidential election, which really talks about big issues. I think that's going to be the major debate. Who should be in charge of our healthcare system? Should it be government, or should it be consumers in the private marketplace? And there are people on the other side who believe that the only fair player, the only way to make our healthcare system fair is to have the government run it. There shouldn't be any profit. There shouldn't be any personal gain at all. And others of us, like me, who believe the only way that we're going to get a healthcare system that's responsive to people and that provides affordable policies is to get the market energized so that people can purchase those policies on their own that are portable. They can take them with them. They have more choices of individually purchased health insurance and tax breaks that follow them as people, not as employees.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the thing about HSAs is they're triple benefits in terms of number one, they're deductible. The proceeds that when you use them are not taxable, and you can pass it on to your heirs.
And the inside buildup, the earnings are tax-free as well.
Right. Exactly. Now, Grace Marie, let's change subjects just a little bit, just a teeny tiny bit, and talk about what you've been studying with regard to competition in the marketplace,
marketplace. We've been talking about competition. We see it with health savings accounts. At least 3 million people had health savings accounts as of January, probably double that by now. And people are being attracted to these accounts because they allow them to save some of the money that they've been sending off to the insurance company, and also to be able to buy more affordable, high-deductible health insurance policies. Two things that I wanted to talk with our listeners about. One is that Medicare is now going to allow a health savings account in Medicare. So if you're over 65 next year, you're going to be able to get a health savings account. And they are on a fast track to make this happen.
How does that work?
Some of the money that the government has been spending, you know, they pretty much know how much they're spending on each beneficiary, is going to be able to go into an account.
Wow.
It's also tax-free, rolls over from year to year.
This has got to be killing Ted Kennedy.
And it's being done as a demonstration project through existing legislative authority. So this doesn't need new legislation.
Holy mackerel, I didn't know this. This is exciting.
The contracts are out right now, and they're going to Mark McClellan, who's the administrator of Medicare, an incredible physician economist who's truly a visionary, is going to make this happen. He's already got the contracts out. He's getting the bids.
Are you saying that if I'm eligible for Medicare and I'm a reasonably healthy person, I can choose an HSA? I can use the money that would have been paid to my Medicare to go to an HSA?
Some of it. They're taking bids. It's a demonstration project. Probably won't be available everywhere in the country initially. But we're going to see how this works. We're going to see how seniors decide to take this up. So pretty exciting stuff.
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
This is
going to happen without legislation. Senator Enzi doesn't have to get this passed.
Unbelievable. And you know, folks, this is just another reason why I love Grace Marie Turner. Folks like her are working hard to help make these things happen. This is the best news I've heard in a long time. Tintel, we'll be right back. We've got more competition to talk about right after these messages. Stay with us.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and he beat.
We're back. It's 7-0. I'm Jim Lassengame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Folks, I encourage you to go to the Galen Institute and find out more about them and support them if you can. I promise you it'll be a good investment. Also, I encourage you to subscribe to her newsletter, and a lot of the things that Grace Marie talks to us about on the show have already been posted on through her newsletter on their website. And Grace Marie, I want to thank you for making that information available.
Please do. I'd love to have you join. The subscription's free to our newsletter. We just want to get the word out about all these good ideas. So send me a note at Grace Marie, all one word, at galen.org, and I'd love to add you to the newsletter list.
Grace Marie, this news about sounds like it's almost like semi-privatizing Medicare. That's just incredible news to me. I didn't know that it was going on. I'm glad to hear this. And if somehow that gets going, we add that to HSAs, and then we get small business health plans, I can see Ted Kennedy saying, you know, I think I'm going to retire. This is not fun anymore.
What I worry about is when Ted Kennedy retires, they're going to have to pass some legislation as sort of a thank you to him. And I think, no, that's going to be universal health coverage. We can't have that.
That's exactly right.
Well, you know, we already see evidence in Medicare that competition is working. This Medicare prescription drug benefit, which has been dragged through the streets, mm-hmm. now that it's in effect, 90% of seniors are now enrolled in the one form or another, the drug benefit. The great majority of them are happy with it and already saving money. And amazing as may seem, the taxpayers are saving money. A report mm-hmm. came out last week saying that the cost of the Part D, the prescription drug benefit, is coming in $100 billion less than they thought over 5 years, and over 10 years. Seniors were expected to have to spend $37 a month for their premiums, average premium $24 a month. And that's because of competition. This was delivered by private companies competing mm-hmm. against each other, negotiating the best prices they could with the drug companies for the drugs, providing a new structures and better structures for the insurance policy itself. And the taxpayer wins, seniors win, and it's because of competition. Competition works. And right now in Medicare, we need to make this a bigger force in other public programs.
And when you've got competition, you also have innovation.
Absolutely. And it is innovation. Exactly mm-hmm. right. These companies say
product innovation, pricing innovation, delivery innovation. It runs throughout the whole sector. And it's amazing when you give people an opportunity to compete and to give a proposal, they put their thinking caps on, they sharpen their pencils, and they make sure the customers get their best shot.
I was talking to a businessman the other day who was in a very competitive sector of the economy, and he said, you know, my competitors will come out with a new product or new service with a price, and we say, how can they possibly do that? They can't make it priced that low. And then they look at their own processes and their own products, and they say, okay, well, we can do that if we make these other changes. It's competition that gets prices down, that gets people the kind of choices and options that they want. Choice is good in health care.
Mm-hmm.
People needed
mm-hmm.
choices of health care plans to make sure they'd get the drugs that they needed. Yes, it was confusing in the beginning, but now people've gone through their choices and they're happy.
Confusing because that kind of an approach was not part of our culture. It wasn't part of the way we thought about health care. But now that it is, now that it's really rippling throughout the whole economy, through all the generations in the economy, it's becoming more second nature. It's sort of like, you know, grandma was the last one to get email, but now that she knows she can get pictures of her grandchildren real quick, she's on the computer.
You bet. That's exactly right. And to take it back to the beginning, the kind of choices that seniors had in Medicare, to be able to choose from among different plans that were being freely offered in the marketplace, is exactly what you're talking about with small business health plans, association mm-hmm. health plans, giving small businesses the same opportunity to have people compete for their business on products and insurance policies that are more affordable and more attractive
right.
to small businesses.
Right. And the associations that they work through, they get a little bit of the action too. It helps them to further their goals, the goals of their own members, rather than feeding the insurance companies.
Exactly right. I think a lot of associations want to offer this as a benefit of
they
membership,
do.
And it works for everybody. It's the invisible.
Absolutely, Grace Marie, give us your website again, please.
Galen, GALEN.org. Visit us. We've got everything on our website about what we talked about today. Just like
thank you, Grace Marie, for all that you do for small businesses, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim, and for you,
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back on the other side of the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.